Hello and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom and dad or grandma and grandpa? How do we care for a spouse or ourselves? How do we answer the two great questions of getting older? Who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? By the way, if you can't answer those questions in 10 seconds, you have a problem. What's the appropriate level of care? Should we stay at home? What about assisted living? What about nursing homes? Do I have to spend down? Is there a look back period? Is there, you know, one of my previous shows, I spent almost the entire show talking about the look back period. In fact, it's the show right before this one. So if you get a chance, listen to that. Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here for 18 years on KFBK. Glad to have you with us. California's single best source for information on the issues of aging. I have lots of stuff to talk about. I have some personal stuff to talk about. I have some intimate stuff to talk about. At least in my world, it's intimate. Has to do with this thing called, well, I'll tell you about it in a minute. So a couple things I got to get out of the way every show. Remember, say it with me, those of you that have been listening. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what the heck they're talking about. I know some, by the way, if you need one. I also know some of the other ones, too. I have a California insurance license, have had for a long time. Dating back, well, I won't tell you how far back it dates to, but like 1975. I have a legal document assistant license in California, and I can prepare legal documents at your request. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. Everything talked about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of tax, legal, or other advice. It's my opinion. You don't have to like my opinion or agree with my opinion, but it is my opinion. And the other thing I cannot do is, well, I can install a router, kind of, but I can't fix one. Okay, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. Let me tell you how you get a hold of me. There's lots of ways. There was a song several years ago called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. It was by Simon, I think Paul Simon. Well, there's lots of ways to contact me. Maybe not 50, but lots. Number one is you can always call my office. My 800 number, which works anywhere in the United States. I think, I don't know about Alaska, but it works here. It might work in Alaska too. I don't know. I do have people call me from Oregon and Washington because this signal goes there. My 800 number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And you can also always go to my webpage. My webpage is assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, aging.com. Assets and aging.com. While you're there, if you scroll down, it's all on the front page of my webpage. You can scroll down. You can send me an email. You can ask me a question. You can sign up for one of my upcoming workshops. By the way, I do have one coming up, but you can only sign up for it online. So you can go to my website and you can sign up for my upcoming workshop next month. Ask me a question. You can listen to my past podcasts and radio shows. They're archived there. Every Wednesday at noon. Every Wednesday at noon, God willing and the creek don't rise, I do a live podcast right on my very own website. I think that's pretty amazing. It's live. It's only one subject. So I only talk about one thing. I try to keep it to 15 minutes. So you can go to my podcast and you can look up past subjects, what I've talked about. They're all listed there on my webpage. So you can always get a hold of me on my webpage. You can email me. You can call me. You can listen to my podcast. You can listen to this show. You can get all kinds of information. So if the things that I'm going to talk about today touch your life or impact you or your family in some way, there's help waiting. And again, either my phone, 800-999-8007, or again, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. I work by appointment only. My consultations, for the most part, are free. If I have to drive to like Eureka or someplace, I probably would charge you. But otherwise, appointments in my office are free. And if I can't help you, I have lots of people that can help you. I have contacts with caregivers. I know some really good caregivers and caregiver agencies. And by the way, I have great confidence in them. I have people that can do stuff all the way from just some light housekeeping and helping mom get dressed or taking her to the hairdresser or to her doctor, all the way up to people who are capable of taking care of your mom or your dad or your spouse 24 hours a day at home. I also know people at every good nursing home and I know the staff and management at the best nursing home in town, at the best assisted living facility in town, and I know the best placement agency in town. So if you have need of any of that stuff, you can reach me and I can put you in touch with people who can help you. I know the best financial planners in town. I've been doing this a long time, and one of the advantages of doing it for a long time is you develop relationships with people that you know and you trust and you know what they're talking about. Okay, I was trying to figure out where to start today, and I ran across something I started a couple weeks ago. It was probably two shows ago. And it's a quiz that I used to give out at workshops. I don't do it anymore, but I used to give it out at workshops, and I ran across it the other day. And I think two shows ago, I gave like the first 9 questions. How many total are there on here? There's 20. So I'm going to give you the rest of this quiz, and let's see how you do. This is a general quiz on Medi-Cal and long-term care and all that. So I'm going to start with question 10 on the quiz. They're all true-false, so let's see how you do. Question number 10 on my little quiz. Again, I used to give these out. I still give them out when I go to speak or a group or organization sometimes. And by the way, I will come and speak to your group or organization anytime for free. If you're looking for a monthly speaker, I'm your guy. Question 10 on my little 20 question quiz. True or false? If you are married with approximately $100,000 in cash assets, you cannot qualify for Medi-Cal if you're in a nursing home. True or false? If you are married with more than approximately $100,000 in cash assets, you cannot qualify for Medi-Cal. True or false? Dun, 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 dun. Let's hit you. The answer to that is false. There actually, in some cases, is no limit to how much you can have and qualify for a nursing home, for Medi-Cal with help in a nursing home. Let's go to the next question. Any transfer or gift made from a trust can disqualify you for Medi-Cal benefits for 5 years or 60 months. True or false? I'll read it to you again. Any transfer made from a trust can disqualify you for Medi-Cal benefits for 60 months. The answer to that question is false. There is no 60-month rule in California currently. There will be someday, but not today. Not as of the day of this show. Next question. You cannot have more than $1,500 of life insurance and qualify for Medi-Cal if you're in a nursing home. True or false? You cannot have more than $1,500 of life insurance and get Medi-Cal if you're in a nursing home. True or false? The answer to that is false. And I cannot tell you how many people have canceled their life insurance policies because some advisor or some attorney or some stockbroker or a nursing home or somebody told them that they can only have $1,500 in life insurance. Let's go to the next question. True or false? See how you're doing here. How you doing? If you have an IRA, an IRA, Medi-Cal will make you spend it down if you go into a nursing home. True or false? If you have an IRA, Medi-Cal will make you spend it down. True or false? The answer is false. You never have to spend down an IRA. Ever. I probably just clipped to the microphone. I probably just overmodulated that with the ever. But it's you never have to spend down an IRA. Next question. If you transfer your home before you die, it will make you ineligible for Medi-Cal if you go into a nursing home. The answer to that is false. Unless you have a house worth today more than about $850,000, and even then, the odds are you can still transfer the house and protect it. So the answer to that question is false. Next question. This is a tricky one. Oh, this is tricky. True or false? Your home is exempt only if you check on the application that you intend to return home. Let me say that again. Your home is exempt only if, true or false, your home is exempt only if you check on the application that you intend to return home. True or false? The answer to that is false. It's got nothing to do with nothing, as they used to say. Let's go to the next question. True or false? A spouse may only keep about $2,900 in income and still qualify for the other spouse for Medi-Cal if they're in a nursing home. The spouse at home may only keep about $2,900 in income and still qualify for the spouse in the nursing home for Medi-Cal. True or false? The answer to that is false. Probably clipped the microphone again. There, in fact, in some cases, is no limit to how much money the spouse at home can keep. Bet you didn't know that one. Next question, true or false? Under current rules, if you make a gift, it may make you ineligible for nursing home Medi-Cal for 5 years. True or false? Under current rules, if you make a gift, it may make you ineligible for Medi-Cal for 5 years. True or false? The answer to that one is false. Why? Because I said earlier there is no 5-year rule currently in California. Now, next one. This is a tricky one again. Okay? I'm not an accredited VA agent. This is a general VA question. If you are a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, you may be eligible to receive a tax-free benefit from the VA only if you are in assisted living or a boarding care. True or false? I'm going to read it to you again. If you are a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, you may be eligible to receive a tax-free benefit from the VA only if you are in assisted living or a boarding care. True or false? The answer is false. You may also be able to qualify for that same benefit if you're receiving care at home. Next question, again, a little tricky. You can only receive, it's called aid in attendance, you can only receive aid in attendance if you were wounded. True or false? You can only receive a benefit called aid in attendance if you were wounded. The answer to that one is false. And the last question is, you can only receive aid in attendance, the benefit I was talking about for vets or surviving spouses of vets, if you are retired military. And the answer to that one is false. Got nothing to do with that. And I'm going to add one. It's not on my list, but I'm going to add it. I'm going to add it. For the benefit to receive Agent Orange benefits, if you were exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam, you must have actually been in combat. True or false? For you to have be eligible to receive the Agent Orange benefit for service in Vietnam, you must have been actually in combat. True or false? The answer is false. It has nothing to do with combat. Now, you know, if you add those to the other questions I asked a couple weeks ago, and by the way, the answer to all of them, if you noticed, is false. And the reason the answer to them is false is most of the information that people get is false. Today, I had two people sit in my office and say to me, well, we heard that, followed by, you know, we heard that you can't do this. We heard that you can't do this. We heard, and in every single case, what they had heard was false. In one case, they had heard it from an attorney. In another case, they had heard it from a nurse. And in both cases, the answer was wrong. It was bad information. One of the ways you can always tell if you're getting good information, and if you listen to my show that I did last week on Look Back, I backed all of it up with rules and regulations and citations and all that stuff. So one of the easiest ways to tell when somebody says, I heard that, or somebody said, or it's blah, 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 whatever it is, here's how you can always tell. I don't care what the subject matter is. You know, here's the answer to the question. When somebody says, I heard something, the way to know whether or not what they're telling you is the truth is you ask the following question. Where does it say that? Not who told you so, not where did you hear it, but where does it say that? I can go outside and I can observe right now that the sky is not orange. But have any of you ever seen an orange sky? I have. Have you ever seen yellow in the sky? I have. But if I looked at it today, it looks blue. Well, there's little puffy white clouds. So simply because somebody says something does not make it true in your case. Also, people may talk about something. For instance, there's different Medi-Cal programs. For instance, for in-home care Medi-Cal, there's no recovery. There's a Medi-Cal program called IHSS. There's no recovery. For nursing home Medi-Cal or general Medi-Cal, there is recovery. For a nursing home, there's one asset limit. For IHSS, in-home care, there's a different asset and income limit. So it's not enough to just know generalizations. You have to know the answer to the question, and you need to ask that person where it says that. So when somebody tells you there's a 5-year look back, or you can't transfer your house, or you can't protect your house, or you can't protect your money, or whatever it is, I don't care who it is, ask them where it says that. And if they can't tell you, then thank them politely and move on. Because it means the odds are they heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody. How many times have you watched the news or you've read something on the internet and something happened? And then when you read about it a day or two later, or you see pictures or you see the video, it's not at all as it was described, was it? So simply because somebody said something doesn't mean that it's the truth, especially when it comes to Medi-Cal that has dozens of separate different programs, all called Medi-Cal, but they're different programs, different sets of rules. And VA rules and Medi-Cal rules are different. So you can't take a Medi-Cal rule and attribute it to a VA benefit, or a VA rule and attribute it to, for instance, earlier on I said, and I said this, that for Medi-Cal purposes, IRAs are exempt. But for VA benefit purposes, for aid in attendance, they're not. That's a big difference. That's a huge, gigantic difference. So just because somebody said it doesn't make it true. If you're not sure, if you've been struggling with an issue, or you've heard something, or you're, whatever. I had somebody in my office recently whose parent was receiving in-home care for which there's no recovery. They then moved to a different Medi-Cal program for which there is recovery, and they don't understand why, because they were told that for in-home care there's no recovery. Well, that's true, but there's different programs, different rules. Some of the new VA rules that are coming, these will not be the same as Medi-Cal, make the size of your house important. So under some of the proposed VA regulations, if you have more than 2 acres, if your house is on more than 2 acres, your house may count as an asset. It's not here yet, but it's being talked about. So you need to understand where the rules are. You need to understand who's telling you. And you need to understand that you're entitled to the truth. Because there are lots of people who, for profit, will bend it, will twist it. And you also need to understand that rules that deal with eligibility, that is, getting on Medi-Cal, for instance, my house, if I go into a nursing home, doesn't count as an asset. But when I die, that same house that didn't count for eligibility now counts for recovery. So you have to make sure that you have figured out what the rules are, what program we're talking about, and where they came from. I cannot begin to tell you how important sorting all of that out is. I don't even know if that was correct English, but I think you understood what I said. So how do you find out? Call me. Listen to the radio program. Get to my next workshop. They're free. You can sign up online. You can go to you can only sign up for my seminars online. So you go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. And you go there and you get some information and you figure out what the truth is and you listen to some of the radio shows or the podcasts or you call me up and get the answer to your question, or send me an email and get the answer to your question. There's no, you know, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is ignorance. 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Listen to a podcast, listen to a radio show, come to a workshop. My workshops sell out every time. My last two workshops have both been full. I've had to turn people away, because I don't generally allow walk-ins. You have to have a reservation. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. We're going to take a break. I'll be back in a minute, and then we're going to talk about the 900-pound gorilla in the room. You'll understand. Stick around. Be back in just a second. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you back. Again, California's single best source for finding out how to take care of mom or dad or grammy or grampy, how things work, how do we hold a family conference, how do we decide who's going to take care of grandma and how are we going to pay for it, or dad or mom or whoever it is. I want to talk now about something that, for me, has great meaning. I've been talking about it for 25 years. I've actually spent a lot of time talking to psychologists and psychiatrists about this issue and trying to help my clients and figure it out. And it's the 900-pound gorilla in the room. So we're going to talk husbandry for a minute, and we're going to talk about gorillas. I'm going to give you a little scenario. Mom and dad have been together for 50 years, 60 years, I don't care, a long time. And all of a sudden, and mom and dad have three wonderful children. And the children love their mom, they love their dad, and dad loves his kids, and mom loves his kid, or mom loves her kids. And they've been a close family, and they've had Christmas together, and there might be some grandkids, and they do everything together. They've went to Disneyland together as a family. They have a history. And along the way, they always had an assumption about how things would turn out. They always just kind of believed that, you know, dad and mom would fade off into the sunset, and then, you know, dad would probably go first and everybody would feel bad. And then mom would go and everybody would feel bad. And they would tell their grandchildren stories so that they would always remember grandpa and grandma and have them in their heart. But along the way, that's not what happened. And this is when we're going to get to the gorilla. Along the way, dad got, and I'm going to make dad sick. I usually pick on the guy because I am one. So dad has a stroke, or he starts to develop dementia, or he has a debilitating illness, or whatever it is. Something begins to happen. And everybody just kind of hopes it's going to get better, hopes it's going to go away, and it doesn't, of course. It gets worse. And then mom starts to try to take care of dad, and she does the very best she can. And the kids are trying not to interfere, and mom loves her husband, and she wants to take care of him. And, you know, that when they got married, we all said the same vows for rich or poor, in sickness and in health, you know, et cetera, until death do us part. And we meant it. We took those vows seriously and we meant them. And then we watch our kids get married and they said there's those vows and they meant them. And this family loves each other, but pretty soon mom can't take care of dad anymore. And it goes on and on and on and on until mom is starting to get sick and nobody knows what to do. Everybody is frozen in time and space. Am I talking to anybody out there? I'll bet I am. I bet some of you have been through it. I'll bet you some of you are going through it now. And nobody can face the gorilla. Because the gorilla is unbelievably powerful. You've seen gorillas. They're really, really, really big. And they're really powerful. And if one of them walked into your room tomorrow, it would pretty much take up most of the room. Well, there's a gorilla in the room. And it has caused everyone to be frozen. Because no one wants to approach the gorilla because gorillas are dangerous and they bring with them hurt and pain and suffering and all of those things. So no one wants to approach the gorilla. So for a while, we try to ignore the gorilla. And some of you are saying, Bob, you have lost your mind. No, I'm actually going somewhere with this. Some of you already know where I'm going because you've heard me talk about it when you were in my office. And dad gets worse, and mom gets worse, and the kids are doing the best they can. And everybody knows what? Everybody knows that mom can't take care of dad anymore. Everybody knows that it's beginning to damage mom's health. Mom doesn't get out. Mom doesn't see her friends anymore. Her friends don't come over anymore because dad's weird. Sometimes he messes his pants and he doesn't smell very good. So his friends have stopped coming. Sorry to be indelicate, folks, but this is the kind of stuff that happens in real life. Actually, I'm not sorry. This is the stuff that happens in real life. The grandkids don't come anymore because grandpa yells at them. And everybody is frozen in the room because of the gorilla. And as a result, they are not able or can't or won't make decisions that they should make. So I'm going to give you a chance to see before I tell you what the gorilla is. Some of you already know it because you've been in my office and you've heard me talk about the gorilla. But what's the gorilla? In my circumstance, what's the gorilla? Some of you are going to say money. You know, mom doesn't, or the family doesn't have the money to deal with this. Whatever it is, that's not the gorilla. The 900-pound gorilla in the room is guilt. You can't escape it. You can't pretend it's not there. Why? Because we all promised each other that we would never let this happen. We promised daddy that we would take care of him the rest of our life. Mom promised her husband that she would take care of him the rest of his life. The son promised his mother that, don't worry, mom, I'll be there for dad and for you. But life gets in the way sometimes, and we can't be there all the time because the kids have their own families or their own jobs or sometimes their own health issues. And the gorilla gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And finally what happens is that the gorilla takes over, and by that I mean now circumstance are in control rather than the family. And now all of a sudden a crisis appears. Dad hits somebody. Dad wanders away and gets lost. Mom has a stroke trying to take care of dad. Mom has a nervous breakdown or develops high blood pressure. Mom is depressed and now on antidepressants. Who am I talking to? I know I'm talking to a lot of you folks. I've been doing this too long. And it's because when the gorilla was manageable, we didn't manage it because as a family, we didn't talk about the gorilla. We didn't talk about the fact nobody ever sat down with mom and said, Mom, I know you promised daddy that you would never put him in assisted living. I know you promised daddy that you guys would never go to a nursing home. I know you promised daddy that you would never get help, that you would always be there to take care of him. that conversation almost never happens. You've heard my show before on caregivers. One of the reasons that caregivers are under so much stress is because of the 900-pound gorilla in the room. Families need to agree together that they feel bad about this. This wasn't supposed to happen. When my dad went in a nursing home, I was not happy about it. But it had to happen or it was going to kill my mother. So my brother and I had to deal with the gorilla. Because we had to admit that it was there. We had to admit that we felt bad. We had to admit that we almost waited too long because my mom had a stroke taking care of my dad. And I know better, don't I? Supposedly I know better. I have a radio show. The 900-pound gorilla has to be admitted to, and he'll never go away because we always feel bad about it. You know, I put my dad in a nursing home in 2000. It's 2016. I'm still sorry I had to do that, but I had to do that because it saved my mother. And I had to do it as one of the children because the gorilla for my mom was too big. It was too big. Some of you children need to look at your parents' situation and look at the caregiver. And you need to be willing to sit down with the caregiver and say, Mom, Dad, I understand. I know what you're dealing with. How can I help? How can I make the gorilla manageable? What can I do to make the gorilla manageable? What can I do? What I forgot to turn my cell phone off, folks. What do I do to make the gorilla manageable? You have to have that discussion. If the caregiver is one of the children, maybe dad's dead, maybe mom's dead, and one of the other kids is having this discussion. And all of a sudden, there's three kids and the daughter's taking care of mom and the daughter is struggling with this because she promised mom this would never happen. Everybody promised this would never happen. So we have to have a discussion about guilt. It's real. It's in people's faces. It's in the room. It's why I spend so much time talking about holding a family conference. It's one of the things that's so important. I have an outline on how that I give out at my workshops. I give it out at all my workshops. And one of the reasons for that is exactly this. Is that sometimes we just have to sit down and talk about it. So is there a gorilla in your room? Is there something happening in your family that's making this really, really, really difficult? Is there something happening in your family? I don't know. You know your family. I don't know your family. You know your family. You know your mom and you know your dad. You know Grammy. You know Grampy. You know whoever. It's important that you begin to have the conversation about the gorilla. And I know some of you have no idea what I'm talking about because you haven't gone through it yet. I understand. And you're saying, Bob, I would never feel that way. I love my mother. I love my dad. I would never feel bad about it. And I would never, ever put them in a facility. Please don't make that promise, because it's that promise that brought the gorilla in the room in the first place. If you have to make a promise, the promise is, Mom, Dad, grandma, grandpa, husband, wife, don't worry, I'll do the best that I can. I'll do the absolute best that I can. That's the promise. And you don't know today what form that promise will take a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. What's going to be the best 5 years from now? An 80-year-old woman, according to Social Security, has a life expectancy of 9.33 years. Stop and think about that for a minute. An 80-year-old woman, on average, is going to live another decade. So you're looking at your 88-year-old mom today. An 88-year-old man's going to live a year or two less, on average. But you're looking at your 80-year-old mom today and go, man, mom is in great shape. I don't need to worry about that. Mom's great. How's she going to be 9.33 years from now? By the way, if she makes it to 90, her life expectancy is still 4 years. So if you're looking at the circumstance today and say, I'll never be faced with that, I'll guarantee you, when I ask you this question, how many of you now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? Everybody out there is raising their hand. We all know somebody in this circumstance. We all know somebody that had to face the gorilla. We all know somebody in that situation. But we didn't think it was going to be today. We thought it was going to be way off in the future. One of the things I tell my clients all the time is I only know about today. I don't know about tomorrow. For those of you that have been listening to me for a while, I told this story a long time ago. One day I was fine, and a week later I'm in surgery having a kidney removed. In one week. And I won't tell you the whole boring story, but it started with a cough. So I went in 1 week from having two kidneys and thinking everything was fine to 1 week later having one kidney. How many of you, I had somebody in my office the other day that said it's like a bomb exploded in his dad's head, because one day he was fine and within a matter of weeks he's completely demented. By the way, I've seen that happen more than once. Which also tells me there was probably some dementia going on, but it wasn't enough for anybody to worry about. So as you look at your world, as you look at your family, as you look at all of those things, what's your plan? What's your plan for dealing with the gorilla? I want to touch on one more subject in which there's a lot of confusion. And that's, and again, if you have questions, you can call me, you can send me an email, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can get help. And if I can't help you, I know people who can. But you have to be willing to deal with the reality that's staring you in the face. Even though the 900-pound gorilla is trying to get you to not, you have to deal with it. I want to talk for just a second. Got a little bit of time left, not a lot, but a little bit of time. I want to talk a little bit about VA benefits, because there's a lot of confusion about VA benefits. First of all, there's a lot of VA benefits. There's, retired. You put in your 20 years, and you're retired, and you get a pension. There's service-connected disability, which means I got disabled. Maybe I didn't retire from the military, but I got disabled or hurt. Agent Orange is a service-connected, it's a special one, but it's a service-connected disability. I got hurt in the military. I became disabled in some way. A good friend of mine got shot by a sniper, okay? And he's partially disabled as a result of that. So that's a VA benefit. There's other VA benefits that allow people to use PXs, base exchanges, or post exchanges. There's another VA benefit that allows someone to use a VA hospital or VA doctors. There's lots of VA benefits floating around. Agent Orange I just mentioned. There's another VA benefit for vets that were exposed to above-ground radiation blasts. You know, they used to line Marines up and soldiers up and set off an atomic bomb, and let's see what happens. We did 30-some above-ground tests. There's a benefit for that. By the way, there's also a benefit for civilians who were exposed to that. So there's lots of different benefits available to people depending on what the circumstance is. The one I want to focus on is called aid and attendance. Aid and attendance, or ANA it's sometimes called. It's a benefit that's available to vets or the surviving spouse of a vet to help pay for care at home or in assisted living or in a boarding care. And yes, it will pay for care at home. Now, there are some requirements. There are some financial requirements. There are some income requirements. And I'll talk about those in general terms, but they're my opinion only and to be taken in general terms, not specific to you. Generally, the requirements are you have to have an other than dishonorable discharge. So that's one. If you have a dishonorable discharge, we already start out with a problem. Then the rules are you have to have 90 days of continuous active duty. One of those days has to have been during a time of war. Well, Bob, I was in World War II, but I was manning the kitchen at a base in Kansas. Doesn't say you have to have been in the war, just during a time of war. So if you were a cook in Kansas during World War II or Korea or Vietnam or any of the Desert Storm stuff or any of the stuff that's going on, yeah, you meet that requirement. For a veteran, that benefit, I haven't looked up the new benefit this year. It's probably close to $1,900 a month. $1,800 a month, tax-free. It changes a little bit every year. For a spouse, so if dad's dead, but dad met all those requirements, and mom was married to him when he died, and mom needs help with any of those things, mom may be eligible for up to about $1,150 a month from the VA to help pay for care. Now, here's the kicker. Notice I said to help pay for care. You have to be receiving some kind of medical care or have a medical expense or medical treatment. That could include the cost of a boarding care or assisted living. It could include the cost of a caregiver. It could include, included in that are the cost of prescription copays or doctor copays or health insurance premiums or eyeglasses, or dental work, or there has to be some kind of a medical expense or need. And generally, that medical expense or need has to exceed your income, be equal to or exceed your income. So if your income's $3,000 and you're paying $4,000 a month for assisted living, you could qualify. If your income's $3,000 and you're paying $1,500 a month for independent living, you probably are not going to qualify, although there's some other things we can do or that can be done. My point is, there's this wonderful, wonderful benefit out there called aid in attendance. Be careful who you talk to, because there are lots of people going around doing workshops inside facilities, and what nobody tells you is they give a kickback to the facility for being there, and the facility gives them a finder's fee for everybody they put in the facility, And it's kind of an incestuous relationship. And then a lot of them work with somebody else, somebody that sells financial products, and then there's kickbacks going on there. So be really, really careful. I can get you in touch with accredited attorneys who are accredited by the VA to do this kind of stuff. But it's a wonderful benefit, and it's available for people who need help. If you're a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran and you're receiving some kind of care, especially at home or in an assisted living or a boarding care, it's a great benefit. You can get more information by contacting me, and I can get you in touch with people who can help you or get to my next workshop. As with everything, call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Listen to my podcast every Wednesday live on my website. Listen to archived websites and radio programs. Sign up for my next workshop, but get the information you need and that you're entitled to. Look forward to seeing you again next week, same time, same place. Have a wonderful day, and again, 800-999-8007. You can always get a hold of me and get your questions asked and answered. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.